006.
Mishnah Berurah. Siman Nun Vav. In the middle of Sif Aleph, towards the end of Sif Aleph. First, I want to go over some points of Kaddish. Then we'll continue and hopefully finish the siman today. So Yiskadesh Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Chazanish and Gra. An impressive lineup, if I've ever heard one. They say with a tzeire. Yiskadel v'yiskadesh. There are sources that say with a padach yiskadal. It's a dictum thing. And again, Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish and Gra say yiskadel. It was niskan keneged chilul Hashem that was caused. Most sources say that it was niskan to combat the chilul Hashem of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the first Churban. There's a lot of Ramozim in the 10 Lashonos of Gedula, right? We said the 2 of Yiskadel Yiskadesh, and then the 8 in Yisbarach, Yisramam, Yisnasei. So there's a lot of Ramozim, Asorim, Amoros, Shenivra Olam, and the 10 Dibros, and all sorts of things. The Gra leaves one out. I said Yisaleh, I think. The sources for that also. He doesn't look at it as 10, he looks at it as 7. We have 8. So the Gra holds it should be 7.
Does he add up the words elsewhere? That magical number of words?
The magical number of words is from Yehesh Mei Rabbah till the Imru Amen. I don't know. What does he do with 28 words? He doesn't have 28 words. I don't know. I didn't go into all. There's Ramosim and the number of letters. The number of words. I didn't plan on going over the Ramazim. They don't mean much to us anyway. And I don't know if anybody would have in mind the Ramazim. And if you would have in mind the Ramazim, then you wouldn't have time to think about, you wouldn't have space left in your head to think about what the words mean. You know, the Torah has a remez in every bracha in Shmona Esrei. Why it has that amount of words? If you start thinking about the remez, next thing you know, you'll be off in Acapulco somewhere. So, okay. Shmei Rabbah, we saw as the basic machlokes rishonim, what Shmei Rabbah means. We paskin, or the consensus of opinion in Pesach Halacha, is that it's Yehi Shmo HaGadol Mevorach. There's a lot of sources, by the way, that Biyomo Divrachiru say, is not the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, which is the Gra, but indeed Biomodi Brachiru Say means Ba'olam Shehu Barak Kiritsono. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a comma there, and Chiru Say goes back on Yiskadel the Yiskadesh. The Gra points, many point out that it's going to make a difference how you pronounce the Chaf. If it's set apart like the Mishnah Berurah says it, then you're going to say Kiru Say. Because when you start a phrase, you'll start with a dogesh. If it's b'omodivrachirusei, then it's ch. So I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish also both say that kirusei goes back on yiskadel v'yiskadesh, and you should indeed say it with a dogesh. B'omodivrachirusei. Okay, Yamlich Malchusei, Yatzvach Mishnei Per Mishchei, if you want to say it. Olam Liome Omaya means a lot of things, but the simplest meaning would be Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You say Olam Liome Olamim, so you're talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Lemaisa. The prime time to say Amen is after the Chazan says Amen. He'll say the Imru Amen. And you say, okay, Amen. Kama, Yehesh Mei Rabbah. If he's Meirich and Vimru Amen, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have a right to answer even before he says Vimru Amen. Right? Bagalov is Mankariv. So you could already say Amen to that.
Even before the Imru?
You could. the prime is to, he says v'imru amen, so you say amen. But you could, it's not an amen chatufa, it's not an amen, it's not an inappropriate amen, once he says bagalogus mankarit. So if he's mayrich in v'imru amen, chazonim, so you can just say amen, rather than waiting for him to finish his niggin. This I'm saying, and then by the time you answer amen, you forgot what you're answering amen to. You're not focused with the amen. That's not improper.
If the best way to do it is you say amen,
okay. I wouldn't say improper, but okay. If that's how he wants to do it, I wouldn't use the word improper. Because it's valid to say amen once he says Bizman Karif. Okay. We'll have in today's Mechaber the different sheetas, how to read Shmei Dekutcha. We do it Shmei Dekutcha Brichu, as if it's Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Neschos have it Brichu Le'elam and Kol B'chasa. So that we'll see today. Tush B'chasa V'Nechem Osa. What's Nechem Osa? It's Pashtus, the Nechamos, doesn't really fit in. Elom in Kol Berchosov, Vishivosa, Tushbuchosov, Venechemosov, Modna. So probably it refers to the Nechama, that the Nevi'im speak of Divrei Nechama, and they speak of Malchus Hashem spreading out over the world. That's probably what the Venechemosov refers to. He's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Elom min Kol Berchosov, Vishivosa, Tushbuchosov, Nechemosa, so Pashtus is a reference to the Nechama of the Nevi'im. One of them. We'll have about the bowing down, we'll have in today's Shulchan Aruch. After what? We'll see, we'll learn it tonight's Shulchan Aruch. A big question is, what's the, because Kabbalah is self-explanatory, a big question is, what's the difference between Yehesh Lom Arabim and Shemaya, and also Shalom B'Mromo? They're both asking for Shalom. So one shot has it that the Yehesh Lom Arabim and Shemaya is not really talking about Shalom in the sense that we mean it, but it's more like Yor Hashem Pono Velecho Vichuneko. Yehesh Lom Arabim and Shemaya is a reference to Hashem Shalom. Like you say, Ki V'or Ponecho Nosat Borcheinu Avinu Kulonu Kiyechot B'or Ponecho. You want Hashem's favor, Hashem's Or Ponim. So that's what Yehesh Lom Arabim and Shemaya refers to. And also Shalom is the more classical Shalom. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Yehesh Lom Arabim means there should be peace, and also Shalom refers to if you don't have peace, so then there should become peace. The peace after the war, after the fight, after the machlokes, that's the also Shalom. What? One shot is that the first Shalom is not the classic Shalom, but it's more like Yo'er Hashem Pono Velecha. Or when you say Ansim Shalom, you say Barcheinu Avinu Kulonu Kiyechot B'or Ponecha. Ki B'or Ponecha, Hashem, so to speak, shines His face towards you. Ki B'or Ponecha Nosach Kolono Hashem Halokeinu Toras Chayim V'Yavas Chesed U'Tztoko U'Vracho V'Rachmin V'Chayim V'Shalom. There's a heck of a lot when you say Hashem should shine His face towards us. We should find favor in His eyes. He should be happy with us. However you want to metaphorically understand it. And also Shalom B'Rumba V'Yavas Shalom Lein is the more classical Shalom. The Chashulchan says a cute that Yesh Lomarava is Shalom to prevent Machlaikas, and also Shalom B'Romov is to resolve it. Okay, the bowing down will happen today, Shulchan Aruch. At Kaddish to Rabbonon, we know that's really on Divrei Agoda. Then you have a special one for Siyum. For a Siyum and a Siyum of a person's life. That's the two times you say it. A Siyum is Sechta by Stimus HaKeber. Homo Duasov is Chadosim. Yeah. No, that's my joke. You say it by two Siyum.
Is it really the same Kaddish?
Yeah. I think the hardest word is chadosa, to be mechadish, malchus Hashem. You have the nusach anywhere? Somebody?
Any
I don't think there's any hard word. Just list chadosa means mechadish. Mechadish the world, mechadish Hashem's mulch in the world. Lachayim Messiah, Lachsokal Chayomo, things simple Aramaic. Be going to Kartel Bishalayim, you know. Lachsova Pulchon, okay, if anybody doesn't understand, it's simple Aramaic, I'm not going to explain it. When we have our parish Tfilah class, we'll explain it. Well, the Midnay Kartel Bishalayim, okay, good. Now we go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So we have one din left in Sif Aleph and Siman Vav, which we really talked about yesterday, but now we'll see it inside. Umisha Bola Beisak Knesses, V'Shomea HaKol Oimin Kaddish. So he could say Yehishmei Rabbu with them. He can't say Amen, it's too late to say Amen. It's too late. So if he hears them saying Yehishmei Rabbu, he can answer, even though he didn't hear the Chazan say the Imru Amen, he can still say Yehishmei Rabbah with them. If you hear the Olam answering Kedusha, you can say Kadosh Kadosh, even though you didn't hear the Chazan say the Kadosh Hashem Chava Olam. You could answer with them. Abu Bishalei Shalom Shliach Tzibur Shamar Yuskadel V'chul. V'gama Shliach Tzibur Shtarach Lami Yehishmei Rabbah, we saw that yesterday. Low, it says. Doesn't matter, low, loud, but point is not being mostly anybody with it. Okay, let's stop here and see the Mishnah Brura. We had yesterday about standing up, the way you should stand. We saw that yesterday. He hears them saying Mavorach. He doesn't hear them saying Yehishmei Rabba, but they're still saying that sentence. So he could say Yehishmei Rabba Mavorach. Velo Yomer Amen, but Amen Koyal Yiskadel Yishmiach Tzibur, which he didn't hear. Avol Yehishmei Rabba Shevach Biapinav Shehu. There's still people saying Amen. So he could say Amen also if he's able to focus on what he's saying Amen to. On Yiskadel, Yiskadel, Shmei Rabbah, V'Allah, you know, that general idea. So he's able to focus and he's saying, I don't know, yesterday we talked about it, I thought about it some more today. I don't think he has to focus on Pirush Hamilus. I think it's enough if he says, if he has in mind that he's answering Amen to the first part of Kaddish. That's probably enough. Because he has a general idea of what it says there. You want to know Baal Tshuva can answer Amen. He knows what bracha he's answering Amen to. He doesn't have to know. He has a general idea, I'm assuming, what the bracha is about. Could a guy answer Amen if he says, whatever that bracha was, I'm answering Amen to? I don't know. I have to do more research on that. So if he came when the tzibur's already passed Amen, he can only answer Yehishmei Rabbah. If the tzibur is also answering Amen, he can answer Amen also, but only if he can focus on what he's answering Amen to. Yochel is l'chadik daita b'niyas omen, she is born in Alma, who all men, which Bruce says, Ken Nero and the Yisaita Kabonis and Mogan Avram, Sif Kotten Hey, Mayim Bulabushe Shrug. Okay.
Is it a problem to say Yishmei Rabba just like that? Like in a song, say it over and over again, something like that. Or is it like in a main, not say it over and over again?
According to the first sheet in Tosfos, I would imagine it would be.
I mean,
you know, it's not a bracha of Atolot, it's a pasuk. You know, it's not appropriate. It's a dovah shebekdusha. It's supposed to be said as a dovah shebekdusha. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying the pasuk kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. I don't know, it's false, more kadosh, kadosh, either. So you say, I got a good idea. Even though there's no minyan, let's all say kadosh together. It's not kedusha. The end of the equation is that there's nothing
song,
wrong.
Yesh Lama Rabba, and that's
Yesh Lama Rabba. Not Yesh Nei Rabba.
It's part of Kaddish.
That's not a double ship of kedusha. Yesh Lama Rabba.
You wouldn't say the whole part is considered.
The double ship of kedusha of Kaddish is certainly Yesh Nei Rabba. There would be nothing wrong really with Yesh Nei Rabba too. It would make people uncomfortable. Because that's the Dovah Shibaklusha that needs Osoros. He's saying, well, I'm not saying it now as a Dovah Shibaklusha, I'm just stumped saying it. You could do it, you know. Ukshamaschil, okay. Ukshamaschil Yisgadeo Yishloimar, the Tzibur should say, Ba'ato Yigdal no Koach Hashem, the Pasuk in Bamidbar, I think, and Zchor Hamecha. That's because of the Golos and the Rachmei Hashem is Nichmeru when we say Yeshmei Rabba. We don't do this anymore though, we're saying Mishnah Berurah. Ukshamaskal doesn't mean when he starts Kaddish, Mishnah Berurah speaks out. It means Kloyme Kaidim Shehiskel. The Bishol Shehim Rachazin Yuskadeo Tzorech Lishmo Abelishto. You have to be quiet and listen. The more breaks in the Kupchatei. Tzorech Lahazim Alodim Hashem Yerushleif Tzim. The Gav Shehida Hakecha Ma'ona Onein. So you have to focus. But they used to say it before the Chazan started Yisgadeo. Barizal, what?
Is it found in Tzidura?
No, we don't say it. Okay.
Something remember everything.
Maybe the Mekubolim minion in the Kaisel, inside. You ever daven the Sikhim by the Kaisel? So deep inside, all the way to the left, came out by the wall where it says, you know. So there's the Mekubal Minyan. I don't know what they do there. Who knows what they do? Bariza Allah, your rights are shit. They say all kinds of stuff. Bariza Allah, your rights are shit. Yoimru. Bariza was not in favor of saying it. The Kamal Hoya Magam Gimbar Mishena may have Tikkunim, whatever that means. Certainly you shouldn't say it when it's also to be Mafsik. So you shouldn't say it like after Yishtabach, or you shouldn't say it in a Kaddish where you're not allowed to be Mafsik. L'chein ein omer ben yishtabach l'yotzer or b'kaddish t'arvish ben gulu l'tfila l'chomokim shosol ha'afsik. But the Achrayim say that the Kriyim HaGadim says that this whole thing became bottle anyway. We don't say it at all. The idea of saying it was obviously Vato Yigdal Mokoyach Hashem was corresponding to Yizkadel Yizkadei Shmei Rabbah, and Zchor HaChamecha was again sort of an allusion to the Gemara Brachos Dav Gimel that Hashem is Nichmeru Rachama, but we say Yeshmei Rabba. He thinks of the Golos and he bewails and bemoans the fact that his children are Golu Me'al Shulchan Avihem. So you spur that on by saying Zchorach Mecho Hashem B'Chasadecho. Siv Beis Kshishliach Tzibur Arma Yisbarach Kala'om Oinen Amein. We don't do that. We do not do that. We don't say Amen by Yisbarach. Thank Shem Abrichu. We'll see in a second. Thank Shem Abrichu Amen. Below Noah Guru Ramo says, Loimer Amen Achar Yisbarach, below Achar Brichu. The Lo Yatsvik being Brichu Leela, in fact, the Ramo holds. Certainly, you shouldn't answer anything after Brichu, because it's Shmei Dekutcha. Berichu le'elam in kol v'chosu v'shirasa. That's what the Ramah, you see now in the Mishnah Berurah. But first the Mishnah Berurah wonders why in the world the Mechaber never mentioned the minute to say Amen after Yiskadel Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah. Why didn't the Mechaber mention that? The Rabbah brings it down. The Beis Yosef brings it down. Why didn't the Mechaber bring it down? It's a wonder by the Mishnah Berurah. Avalachi Yiskadel Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah Haminik La'anois Amen Upela La Shulchan Aruch Shlaihetik Amen Azeh Asher Hu Mavur Barambam that Tikkun the Beis Yosef. You could say that Amen if you're in the middle of Pesukim the Zimra we learned. If you're in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra, you can answer that Amen. You do not answer Amen to the Asmach Perkoneh if the Dominic's fired, but you could answer to Yiskadel Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah, so that's a Choshev Amen.
Why don't you answer?
What? In Pesukim de Zimra?
But before Baruch they say it.
No, before Baruch that's the time of saying. I'm talking about if you're still in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra. It's after Yishtaba. Then you answer. It's like saying Brichu then. You can't answer Brichu in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra, but when it's time to answer Brichu, then answer Brichu. Achar Brichu, Yesha Toim. Shebesho Shehashatz Oime Brichu, Oinem Gamhen Tables Eilu Brichu Leyela. The Zebba de Cheir food, the Mashma de Mizborach, Rakla Eilu Loyla Tato Chas Vesholom. But that doesn't make sense according to the Ramad just to answer Brichu, because you're in the middle of a phrase. It's Brichu le'elam in kol b'chosa. So what are you going to answer Bishlam if it's Shmei Dekucha Brichu? So you say Brichu, but if it's Brichu le'elam in kol b'chosa v'shirasa, so what are you going to answer Brichu for? It doesn't make any sense. Lo yafsik. I am a Shari Tshuva Chevi, not like the Ramah, that's what we do. The Ramah says to make sure you say Brichu Leilam in Kobachosa. And the Shari Tshuva brings down from Sefer Kavanah is the other way, that it's Kutcha Brichu, by Kodesh Baruch. Vachakachi Shetzikatsas, Kamoy Be'esnachto, Vashuv Maschil Leilam, which is the way we say Kaddish. Kamoy Mashi is Baruch, Vishtabach Shemay Shalach Kodesh Baruchu Leilam in Kobachosa. Chen Hiskunabir Agron, that's how we do it. So we say Brichu, and the Sfaradim say Amen, like the Mechaber. Do the Sfaradim say Amen after Yisparach? I don't know. I doubt it. When I'm in Brooklyn, I doubt it with the Syrians. They don't say it. They all say Yisparach, Yisparach, they go, keep going, yeah. Ha'onim Adlome Omaya Bulvad, the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Ptolemy, it's a mistake. The Usul Hafrid Bain Olmaya Li Yisborach. So, how far do you go? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma Beis Yodim, the Turk, when the Kolam Nusach, Shol Yisborach, Ad the Amiram Bi Olma, Chav Ches Tevos. Find the Mogan Avram Shemazik, the Migan, Kadmonim Iker, Shol Oloma Rakad Yisborach. Just Olma Olmaya Yisborach. Bishom Bola Yishtok, the Yechav Lama Shana Shlech Tzibur, Shemea Kaine. That's, you really should say everything, but Shemea Kaine. And the girl says, Loi Loimer to Olmaya only. I don't know what people do. I don't know if it's only Nusach Hashem or Nusach Svarim. In Yeshivas, they taught us to do like the girl, to stop by Olmaya. Kikanu siyam ha-sherach shal yehesh meir abo. Um yisparach v'alam t'er kachem. Be'im la'orbim v'asachas. Then the Mishmur like says it's an eighth. If you say it in two breaths, you can do it like the girl also. So if you're in a place where everybody's saying his baruch and you feel funny, but you want to do like the gross, so you take a breath after Olmaya, and then you say his baruch. That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests doing. Ubikarinin yesh makomos chalukim and hagam hazeh. Yal kuponim and who only b'mokam she'ein rashoi lahafsik. When you're not allowed to be mafsik, make sure you don't say his baruch. You want to say his baruch, otherwise okay. Take a breath after Olmaya. Just to make sure you don't violate the Gros way of looking at it. Certainly when you're not allowed to be Mafsik, you're not going to say Yisbarach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Kshomer Akazan Yiskadel Korea, he bows down slightly. Not with the knees. He gives a bow. So the Mechaber has him bowing in five places. Yiskadel, by Yehesh Mei Rabbah, by Yisbarach, by Brichu and Imru Amen. The Gra says no bowings. I don't know what people do. They don't bow Zilberman, they don't bow. I think Maybe people don't know even the Mechaber. That's why they don't bow. They don't know you're supposed to bow. Also, though, Yiskadel Shmerabo. Yiskadel Shmerabo before Rav. Rav, Mr. Bach, Brich, Shem, Kachov, Brichu, Hebrew, Amen.
So what shall we do?
What? I do it.
Do it.
I don't know. Maybe we're wrong. It's not a universal growth thing in Eretz Israel not to do it. From what I've observed, people do it. So if you do it, you have to do it. It's a din in the Mechaber. If you do it like the Groh, so then don't do it. But if you don't do anything like the Groh, you're just too lazy, so you want to do this like the Groh. It doesn't seem to me.
So you're saying Kaddish, not like the Groh. You're saying 8 words.
Right, you're saying Yisadar, right? But you're saying the Almighty Baruch Hu will say, what do we have the Groh? You're saying Yiskadel. Yiskadesh.
But there's more than one.
Someone would ask me what to do, I would tell him to dance. This is not one of the Groh things that are universally accepted. The funny thing is, the Groh holds of Sifhei's bowing. Even though the Mechaber doesn't talk about bowing. Lakash Siyam HaKadosh, when you're saying also Shalom, Koseya Shalosh Psiyos. You're supposed to do it the way you do in Shmoneh Esrei. I don't know if people know how to do it by Shmoneh Esrei. You're supposed to bow, and as you're bowed, take 3 steps back. You're not supposed to take 3 steps back upright and then bow down. You're supposed to bow, take 3 steps back as you are bowed, turn towards your left, and say Oseh Shalom Bimromov. Then turn towards your right and say, the reason I say the word yours is mine. Oseh Shalom Bimromov, Hu Ya'aseh Shalom Aleinu. The word Aleinu goes with the words Hu Ya'aseh Shalom Aleinu. Not Aleinu Val Kol Amo Yisrael. It's Oseh Shalom Bimromov, Hu Ya'aseh Shalom Aleinu. And then you move frontwards and you say, I'll call yourself the Mu'amein. So you bow actually before you even step back. You step back 3 steps. That's it. You have to. Okay, you do this even by Ma'ariv when you're not stepping 3 steps back because you've just finished Ashmona Esrei. Right, the Chazan, when he says also Shalom ben Romo by Ma'ariv, is stepping 3 steps back without a Shmoneh Esrei. But that's how we paskin, that he should step the 3 steps back for Oseh Shalom ben Romo, or after Kaddish Neskabel, even though he's not coming from a Shmoneh Esrei. How the Chazan should conduct himself by Shachris, after Chazoras Hashatz, really we'll be learning about it later, I don't know. If you want to ask me now what to do, I have to answer your question like as if you would ask me what bracha you make on cornflakes. So I have to answer you now. But we'll be learning about it later. Okay.